Let's go to Mark chapter 25 to verse 34. 我们将看马可福音25节到第34节。I read one verse and you follow. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was free from her suffering. You see the people crowding against you, his disciple answered, and yet you can ask, who touched me? Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. Okay, let's go with Chinese version. 我们一起念中文，我念一节，请各位念一节。有一个女人患了12年的血漏，在好些
医生手里受了许多的痛，一点也不见好，病势反倒更重了。
她听见耶稣的事，就从后头来，砸在众人中间，摸耶稣的衣裳。
意思说，我只摸他的衣裳，就必痊愈。
于是他的血漏的源头立刻干了，他便觉得身上的灾病好了。
耶稣顿时心里觉得有能力从自己身上出去，就在众人中间转回来说：“谁摸我的衣裳？”
门徒对他说：“你看众人拥挤你，还说谁摸我吗？”
耶稣周围观看，要见做这事的女人。
那女人知道在自己身上所成的事，就恐惧战惊，来俯伏在耶稣跟前，将实情全告诉他。
耶稣对她说：“女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。”
There was a woman who suffered bleeding.
有一个患血漏的女人。
For 12 years.
有深受其苦，有十二年之久。
I wonder if you have experience about your faucet dripping.
我不晓得你们有没有人有这个经验，就是你的水管一直在漏。
That drop will cause you some sound.
那个水漏的声音就会有那个声音在困扰你。
You want to save the water, so you put a bucket there.
因为你要省水，所以你就把一个桶子放在这个漏的这个水管下面。
And the noise become bigger.
然后这个声音就更大了。
And the whole evening, you just keep on listening to dropping.
然后你整天一晚就不用睡觉，就在那边听那个水这边漏漏漏的声音。
Is that troublesome for you?
你是不是身为其扰，身为其苦呢？
For this woman, not dropping the water, but dropping the blood.
但这个女人她不是漏水，她是漏血。
And that problem can cause health problem.
那当然了，她的身体的健康情况当然是不会好的。
She will become weak and feeble.
她会越来越软弱。
And people can tell from her face.
然后你看她的脸色，你就知道了。
And especially a woman got this issue, they are shameful to tell other people.
特别是当你有这个血漏之症的话，我想一般妇女都羞于启口，不愿意告诉别人的。
At that time, she will be claimed unclean.
然后在犹太律法律中，如果有血漏的女人就被称为是不洁净的。
She want to hide this situation to people.
然后她就想要回避众人，想要回避这个问题。
She may become very low self-esteem.
当然，他的自我感觉就不会非常的良好。
Without strength, she she may turn into a status called depressed status.
然后她因为身体没有力量，她很可能就会转为一个有忧郁症的病人。
And not only that, she need to see doctor.
然后呢，还不止如此，她还要去看很多的医生。
At that time, doctor didn't get a really formal training.
那我们知道那个时候医生并不是我们像我们现在的受过很严格的训练。
They are not just only learn how to practice medicine.
他们不是就是去学怎么样去行医。
They need to be very good at marketing.
哦，他们不但而且还要很会自我宣传，会做广告。
They need to boast.
然后他们要夸口，要很像现在嘛。Okay. Sorry.
Well, we got some doctor here.
Sorry.
Well.So that woman need to listen to different advertisement.
所以这个女人要听个很多很多自我宣传的广告。
Everyone can give guarantee.
哦，每个人都给她，我保证你，拍着胸脯，我保证你怎么样怎么样怎么样。
So she tried the first one.
所以她就试头一个。
But it didn't make any good.
当然是无效了。
So she tried the second one.
然后第二个。
Still in vain.
还是没有用。
Keep on trying.
就是一直试，一直试。
But the more she tried,
试的越多
the more money gone.
花了钱越多。
The doctor just like a vacuum.
Okay, 这个医生就像一个吸尘器一样。
After you have seen so many doctors,
然后你看过这么多的医生以后
it's just like a locust passing by.
OK, 就像蝗虫过境一样，所有的一片都吃光的。
So the woman without possession.
而这个女人就是费尽了一切的钱财。
She became devastated status.
然后她变造成一个就是很这个绝望的一种很这个状态中。
Not only that.
不但如此。
Every time she went to a doctor.
她每到一个新的医生那里。
There's a new hope.
就有一个新的希望。
But after that,
看完了这个新医生以后
one more disappointment.
然后又是一个新的失望。
Keep on trying.
然后一直这样来回的试试试。
One after one.
一直来回来回试试试。
The hope is gone.
然后到最后他是觉得就是绝望了，没有希望的。
Hopeless.
没有希望。
Without any hope.
没有希望。
And that is desperate.
这就是到一个绝望的状态中。
There is a saying that if the illness lasts too long, then you won't have any filler son or filler children.
哦，中国有句俗语就是什么"久病床前无孝子"，对不对
？If poverty continue for a long time, then you won't have any good friend.
然后，如果这个穷困一直是存在的话，你就怎么样？朋友也没了哈。
So these two situations fall upon that woman.
所以这个女人是这两种情况都有。
She is a depressed, devastated, and desperate woman.
然后她是一个不但是绝望的、失望的，而且是觉得好像没有希望的一个女人。
And all of a sudden,
然后突然
，there was a crowd came over.
有一大群的人来了。
And She heard about Jesus is among them.
然后听说耶稣在他们中间。
We know once crowd appear, there is many motive inside the crowd.
那我们知道，当有一群人在的时候，每一个人都有他不同的目的，他的想法。
At that time, people are kind of pushing and pulling around Jesus.
然后我们知道这边讲说，每个人都是拥挤着耶稣，挤来挤去的。
Crowding and pressing against Jesus.
然后甚至把耶稣挤来挤去，压挤他。
Those motives among the crowd, maybe they just boring and idle. They got nothing to do. So, well, let's go.
Okay, 我们知道群众的心态哈，有些人就是一些看热闹的人，反正在家里这个也是没事儿，出去看看热闹也好。
They maybe come out with curiosity and just for fun.
或者认为就是很好奇心，想要一睹这个耶稣的这个庐山真面目。
They love to see a celebrity or superstar.
哦，就好像看名人那种看热闹的心态去看。
Somebody maybe enjoy parade and noise.
所以有的人喜欢看这个游行啊，看热闹。
Maybe some just come out to see some miracles.
那有人就是来看神迹的啦。
And this is all among the crowd.
所以这一群人有各种各式样不同的心态，不同的目的。
But for this woman,
但是这个女人
she only got one goal.
她只有一个目的。
One target.
一个目标。
That is Jesus.
那就是耶稣。
That is for healing.
那就是要得到耶稣的医治。
A depressed, devastated, and desperate woman. All of a sudden, there's a hope.
一个失望的，一个绝望的，一个有忧郁症的女人，突然有了新的希望。
You could imagine that this woman just like the eagle flying high sky.
这个女人就像突然一个像一个展翅的鹰一样飞在这个高空上面。
The eyes staring at the prey on the ground.
然后她的鹰的眼睛就看准了地下的这个她的目标的这个东西。
Then once it lock in, there is no turning back.
然后一注目定下了这个目标物的以后，她就不会再。不会再回转，不会再回转心，不会有什么改变。
She will try her all her might.
然后她是用尽她所有的能力。
She is a feeble person.
我们记得这是一个很软弱的女人。
She is a woman. It's a tiny woman.
她是一个很弱小的女人。
Compared to men.
那比起这所谓的大男人来，当然她是一个弱女子而已。
Within the crowd, those people.Look to her as hurdles.
然后对这个弱小的女人，又是这个生病的女人来说，这么一大群的这个群众，有许多大男人中的群众，这是一个很大的困难障碍。
It may just like wall.
就好像一堵墙一样。
Maybe even like a mountain.
甚至像一座山一样。
But these won't stop her.
但是这些都不会就阻止她。
She need to find any space to squeeze in, to swing in.To get to Jesus.
他要想尽一切的办法，各处的钻，只要有那么一点点的空，有点洞，他就要想要钻进去。
Because in her mind, she said, if I just touch him, I will be healed.
因为他心里知道明白，就是我只要摸着了他，我就会痊愈，会被医治好。
And once she touched him,
然后果然他摸到耶稣的衣裳的时候。
She experienced the healing.
她就马上经验到这个痊愈。
That experience immediately.
那这个经验马上，是马上的，立时的。
Could that woman sense something?
你们想想，这个女人会不会感觉到什么？
She senses the suffering is totally gone.
然后我想他的感觉就是就哦，我的痛苦突然就全部消失了。
That suffering lasts for 12 years.
这个困扰我12年的痛苦。
All of a sudden, totally gone.
一霎时间全部消失。
She experienced Jesus' miracle.
她身体亲自感受到耶稣的神迹。
She kind of put every effort just for this touch.
然后他用尽了一切力量就是为了这么一摸。
That's why she can get all the way to Jesus.
所以为了这个这样一摸他就费尽了一切力量一定要接触到耶稣。
She senses the suffering is gone.
然后他感受到这个痛苦是已经消失了。
But we need to watch here is Jesus also feel something.
然后我们注意这里，耶稣也感受到一些事情。
Because she just touched the cloak. The cloak means the edge of the cloth.
然后我们知道这个女人她只是摸触到耶稣的外衣的这个衣裳的这个边。
But Jesus sensed something different.
然后耶稣马上觉得他能力就出去了。
Even though such a huge crowd around him and pressing him and pulling him or pushing him.
那我们知道他旁边有很多人在拥挤他。
But just this very touch make difference.
但是只有这一个摸，耶稣感受到不同。
Jesus felt that power from him going out somewhere else.
然后就耶稣顿时觉得心里觉得有能力从他身上出去。
And then Jesus started to ask, "Who touched me?"
然后耶稣就停下来，转过身来问说：“哎，谁摸了我？”
That's not sexual harassment.
这不是性骚扰哈，不要搞错。
This is the test for faith.
这是一个信心的考验。
And Jesus didn't give up. Keep on asking, "Who touched me?"
那耶稣没有放弃，他就一直问。谁摸了我的衣裳？谁摸了我？谁摸了我
？Maybe all of a sudden the crowd stop.
这时候群众很可能就大家都停了。
Everybody asks each other.
然后大家互相问：“哎，谁摸了他？谁摸了他
？”And at that time, the woman, she knew that she cannot hide.
那这个时候，这个女人就说她实在躲不了了。
So she came down and fell at his feet.
然后她就跑出来，跪在耶稣的脚前。
And confess,
然后就承认了
with trembling fear,
然后是以这种战惊恐惧来承认这件事情。
She was shameful about herself.
然后这个女人以前是对自己觉得很羞愧的。
She wanted to keep up away from public.
那她是不想要见到众人的，不想要在公众场合中这个现身的。
And she also weak,
而且她也是非常的软弱
and desperate,
而且处于一种很绝望的状态中
But because of healing,
但是因为耶稣的医治
Now she started to confess all the truth,
她就开始讲承认所有的事实将实情全告诉她
All the truth means she also need to tell everybody,I got the bleeding problem in the past.
然后这个所谓实情全部的实情，包括他得了什么什么血漏症啊，多少年啊等等的，就是从实全部招出来。
I was unclean.
我是所谓的不洁净的。
Would that be a tough time for people that to bring all those bad record in front of everyone?
你们可以想象啊，在公众面前承认自己一切所谓的见不得人的事，是不是一件很难的事？
Actually, if you were her, maybe things will be different.
如果你是她的话，很可能就是会不同的情况会不同的。
If the shame totally washed away and covered, then the confession is a victorious confession.
如果她所有的羞耻都能够被洗净的话，那这个实情的宣告是一个胜利的宣告。
Because I can go back to my husband.
因为我可以再回到我的丈夫的身边。
He gonna love me just like past.
他会像以往一样的爱我。
I can go to my friend.
我可以到我的朋友那里。
I can go to the party.
我可以去参加一切的社交的活动。
Any social activity.
呀，所有的社交活动都可以去参加了。
I'm a normal person.
我是一个正常的人。
I'm a healthy person.
我是一个健康的人。
And that is the precious testimony.
这是就是这个宝贵的见证。
And Jesus insists to asking her to come up is because try to strengthen her faith.
那我们知道耶稣特别的要把这个女的招出来，是为了要加强她的信心。
Let us try to imagine how she got to Jesus.
我们来想象一下她怎么样能够到耶稣那里去。
She tried very hard to swing through the crowd.
我们知道她是就是奋尽一切力量想要钻进从这个群众中钻进去。
Even though she is weak.
我们都知道她是非常的软弱了，生了这么久的病是非常软弱的。
Very shameful.
然后也是很羞耻的。
Without hope.
也是没有希望的。
But she tried her best.
但是她尽她所有的能力。
And she tried to touch Jesus. The only part she can touch is her cloak, the very lower portion of Jesus' body.
然后她想要摸到耶稣，她所能摸到的。的这个部位就是耶稣的衣裳的下摆的地方，是他只能摸到的地方。
That I should tell you, She came behind Jesus.
然后我们知道她是从耶稣的后面来的。
That means she followed Jesus, right?
那我们知道她是一定是跟随耶稣，你才能从耶稣的后面。
And she touched her, his cloak. It's this position.
那我们知道要摸到一个人下面衣摆，你不能往上摸，但一定是要蹲下身来从下面摸。
Because she only find that space that she can stretch out her hand.
她大概就是这么一个小的洞，让她可以从手伸进去。
She need to lower herself.
她必须要把自己降低。
This is a humble position.
这是一个谦卑的位姿态。
And she touch him.
然后她就摸到了耶稣。
And that is my experience too.
这也是我自己亲身的经验。
I was a sinner.
我是一个罪人。
And I knew that he can save me.
我知道他可以拯救我。
I cannot just walk to him as I was.
我不能就是接近耶稣，就是以自己原来的姿态来接近耶稣。
With my pride and arrogance.
以我的带着我的骄傲，我的高傲来见耶稣。
I need to humble myself.
我必须要谦卑自己。
But I know if I touch him, I'll be healed.
但是我知道，我一摸到他，我就会被治愈，就会痊愈。
And that is this woman's position and location.
这就是这个女人她的位置，她的姿态。
And that's why Jesus said, "Your faith has healed you."
这也是为什么耶稣他说，女儿，你的信救了你。
This is maybe contradictory to Calvinism.
这个大概对这个加尔文派来说，也许对他们说这个不太容易接受的。
But we can see over here that woman initiated the faith to reach Jesus.
那我们从这个女人的例子来看，是这个从这个女人她自己从自我本身发出来，然后她自动的要去接触到耶稣。
So you can too.
所以你也可以。
Do you have fall into that situation as the woman?
你有没有经历过像这个女人的这种境遇呢？状态中呢？
Depressed.
这个很沮丧，
devastated,
忧郁，然后无助，
and desperate.
然后就是很绝望的状态中。
But all she can do is, I want to touch him.
然后她所能想的就是我一定要摸到他。
Whatever I need to pay.
不管要付任何的代价。
Even the crowd is so huge, and I'm not sure I can get through this to get to Jesus.
即使这个群众非常的多，然后不见得一定能够碰到耶稣，摸到耶稣。
I try to follow Jesus anyway.
然后但是我还是要跟随他。
So I can touch him.
然后我也许就可以摸到他。
If you start this journey by faith, one day you will see Jesus was waiting for you.
如果是你也是开始走这样的一个信心的旅途的话，你会发现有一天耶稣也是在那边等着你。
Once you touch him, over there, power, healing, holiness, blessing will be with you.
然后你一旦摸到了他，然后你的所有的医治、所有的洁净、所有的拯救就会随之而来。
Because it's in him.
因为在他身上就有这些东西、这些能力。
And now we talk about for today, you and me, how we experience Jesus.
所以我们今天就讲一讲我们自己好了，我们怎么样能够经验耶稣呢？
Have you ever touched Jesus?
你们有没有摸到过耶稣？真正的摸到过他？
Maybe we come here to worship, just like the crowd.
也许我们就像群众一样，就是来看看耶稣，聚集在这里。在这里聚会
we are kind of pulling and pushing.
然后挤啊推啊拉啊
We thought we are with Jesus.
我们以为我们跟耶稣在一起
But we didn't touch him.
但是我们并没有摸触到他
We didn't reach enough to touch him.
我们没有把那个手伸得够远，真正的能够摸到他。
You know, once you touch him, things will be totally different.
我们知道只要你真正摸到他以后，这个事情完全会不一样。
Have you tried your best?
你有没有尽你所能的去试？
Once you touch him, you will just like that woman. you cannot hide, you cannot lie, you cannot run away because something happened to you.
当你真的摸触到耶稣的话，你就会像这个女人一样，你不能够逃，你不能够躲，你不能够做任何事情，因为你所有的事情都会不同了。
Because his power will release to you.
因为他的能力就从他身上能力会放在你的身上。
You read the Bible?
你看是读圣经吗？
You read again and again.
你一再读一遍两遍。
Through reading Bible, have you ever touched Jesus?
你在读经的时候有没有摸触到耶稣？
If you read the Bible and through the Bible you touch Jesus, his power will come to you.
当你读经的时候，通过这个读经，你摸触到耶稣，他的大能就会在你身上。
Have you prayed to Jesus?
你有没有向耶稣祷告？
And you pray and pray.
你祷告又祷告。
And you touch him.
你摸到了他。
And you knew the power released from him to you.
你就知道从他身上大能就会降到你的身上。
Have you served Lord in the church?
你有没有在教会里侍奉他呢？
You serve and serve and serve.
你侍奉，侍奉，又侍奉。
Have you ever touched him?
然后在侍奉中你摸触到他。
If you touch him, your ministry will be totally different.
然后当你摸到他的话，你的侍奉就会完全大不相同。
That is the way that Jesus wants us to know that he knows what are you doing.
所以这是耶稣让我们知道，说他知道我们在做什么的一个方式，表达的方式。
It's so precious our faith between we and our Lord.
我们与神之间的信心是多么的宝贵。
This is two-way communication.
这是一个双管道的一个沟通。
Once you reach out your hand,
当你摸到他的时候，
His power will release to you.
他的大能就会降到你的身上。
Then you know you are on the right track.
然后你就知道，哎，我这条路是走对了。
This is my personal experience.
这是我自己亲身的经验。
Before I come to the pulpit,
在我这个讲道，这个到庄牧师以前，讲道以前，
I need to read the Bible over and over again.
所以我每次在讲道之前，我都是一再的读这个经文，一再的读了又读。
I need to kneel down and pray and begging him, please help me to reach you.
然后我必须要跪下来祷告，然后恳求我们的主，让我能够接触到你。
Until I touch him.
直到我碰到了耶稣，摸到了耶稣。
Because I knew if I touch him, I can sense his power coming down to me.
因为当我真的摸触到的时候，我能够感受到神的大能从上而下。
If our service, our prayer cannot touch him, we cannot touch anybody.
如果我们敬拜，我们的祷告不能够摸触到耶稣，我们就不能够摸触到任何的人。
This woman is no privilege at all.
这是一个不是一个很有特权的女人。
A depressed woman.
一个很沮丧，一个甚至有忧郁症的女人。
A desperate woman.
而且是处于绝望之中的一个女人。
A devastated woman.
要很没有希望的一个女人。
She is a loser.
她是一个我们所谓的失败者。
She is feeble.
而且很软弱。
But she got only one thing.
但是他的心目中只有一件事情。
She got that faith, and that faith is in Jesus.
然后他的信心，他的信心就是建筑在耶稣上面的信心。
All I need just touch him.
我要做的唯一一件事情就是摸到他。
May the Lord give you that faith.
愿我们的主也同样赐给我们这样的一个信心。
You can pray for that faith.
我们也可以祷告，向主求这样的信心。
So your faith can reach Jesus.
然后你的信心能够通过祷告，能够摸到耶稣，到达耶稣那里。
Don't let those illness, those circumstances, those tough times, those trouble block your faith.
不要让所谓的疾病，就是你的困难，一些困境，一些问题，然后阻挡你到耶稣那里去。
All you need.Put the faith in Jesus and touch him.
你所能做的就是靠着信心，然后伸出手，要摸到耶稣。
So the crowd may be huge, but the faith can penetrate and get to Jesus.
所以群众也许是很多人，但是当你有这样的信心的话，就可以穿过这所谓的群众。
And once you touch Jesus, you will start to worship him in trembling fear.
所以当你摸到耶稣以后，你就会用一种恐惧战惊的来崇拜他。
So things will be totally different.
然后事情就完全不一样。
I have met some people, they say, I met God, I touched God. But their attitude, I don't see any fear about God.
我曾经遇过有些人只说、哦、我摸到神了，我遇见神了，但是从他们的态度上来看，我觉得他们并不敬畏神。
Once you touch him, you will be different.
当你真的是接触摸到耶稣的话，你应该是不同的。
And you can live a victorious life.
你会活出一个得胜的生活。
So may the Lord help each one of us.
愿神带领祝福我们，帮助我们每一个人。
Stretch out your hands of faith.
把你信心的手伸出来。
Never give in.
不要放弃。
Never give up.
不要放弃
Until I touch you.
直到你摸到了他
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告
Father, we thank you so very much.
主啊神啊我们感谢你
You send your beloved son to the world.
你把你的爱子降在世上
Even though there is a crowd.
虽然有很多的群众
But help us give us the faith.
但是求你赐下我们的信心
So I can reach him.
让我们有这样伸出手，要摸到你的信心。
I want to touch you.
我要摸到你。
I know this is going to be different.
我知道，当我一摸到你，所有的事情都会不同。
So help me.
帮助我。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉耶稣的名，
Amen.
祷告。Amen.